Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
F-I-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friends.
Just Friends.
Yeah, now it's time for Jen's Friends. We do this every Friday. It's where I get one of my pals to talk about the topics we've had this week, things that got you going. And today, my friend is actress and comedian Sharon Mannion. She's on the line. Sharon, how's it going?
Hello, Jen. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. How's life? Good.
Ah, sure, life is great. I'm out and about. I'm back in the world. It's brilliant. Loving it.
Speaking of which, I wanted to talk to you about this because yesterday we were talking about when team bonding experiences go wrong at work. Now, you actually do those gigs, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a team bonder.
Oh,
I
God.
Am the, you guys are the bondees and I'm the bonder. Yeah, I have done these gigs in my time. And let me just say on behalf of all the facilitators out there, we see you rolling your eyes. We can see it. We are there. We're in the room. I've done like, sometimes I do these murder mysteries, you know, murder mystery weekends and stuff. So like, they're all great. I'll tell you where it goes wrong is when one person in work has gone, do you know what I'll do as a great surprise for everybody? I'll book us on this thing and doesn't tell anybody. That's kind of where it all goes wrong.
And then you get the eye rolling and the
tucks. They think they're coming on a big, you know, they're going to drink for the whole weekend. And then they arrive and they meet me and I'm going, hello, we're going to have some coordinated fun instead. And they're like, oh, for God's sake.
We're going to have some forced fun. It's amazing.
We're going to have some forced fun. You're going to turn to your partner. You're going to make eye contact. It's going to be great.
When do you know if a group is going to be a problem? And just, have you ever had a group that is just going, I'm not doing this. I don't want to
well,
do this.
There's been a couple of them. But I remember one particular murder mystery and Danny was on it as well. And I just remember we were, so we have to eat the dinner and mingle and stuff in character. So
I couldn't think of anything worse. Why do you do that to yourself?
Oh yeah. And then Danny sat beside this guy going, hey, you know, what do you think about Johnny? He's just died or whatever. And the guy just went, I'm just trying to eat me soup. So that was the moment that we knew. Maybe leave him alone. Go to somebody else.
Do you still do these events?
If anybody is out there wants to hire me, I do everything at the right price, Jane. You know me.
Oh, God. I want to do one of those events with the team just so Danny, your husband, or you sit beside me and go, hey, how's it going? And what do you think of this?
There was another one as well where I missed. They forgot to tell me that I was supposed to die.
A
gunshot went off. And everyone was looking around going, like a sound effect gunshot, obviously. And everyone was looking around going, oh, what's happened there? And I got loads of like, you're supposed to be dead, Sharon. So I had to it was the slowest bullet in the world. It ricocheted off 10 walls. And then eventually I was like, oh, it's me.
Oh, I'm dead. Oh, God. Just take me to the pub. Buy me a cocktail sausage and a few pints any day.
I think that's what everybody wants, really, including us.
Absolutely. Let's talk about family favourites, because on Tuesday we heard from listeners about family favourites after footballer Mike Alone said he needed counselling to deal with the bond that his wife and daughter had. Was there a favourite growing up in your house?
Well, it might surprise you to learn, Jen, that I didn't think I was the favourite. I know I'm so lovable and charming, as you often tell me. So I have two older brothers and we regularly would have this discussion. You're the favourite. No, you're the favourite. You're the favourite, blah, blah, blah. And then it was actually only a couple of years ago, we were having a conversation and I said, oh, it's Mam's birthday. I better buy her a present, you know, because she always buys us such lovely presents for our birthday. And they were like, huh? We get a scratch card if we're lucky. Oh. So I was the only one receiving birthday presents. So then obviously I had to start upping my game in terms of buying her presents. But yeah, so I kind of discovered by default that I might be the favourite, Jen.
Are you nicer to your mom now?
No, I kind of go more of a treat him mean, keep him keen kind of relationship, just to keep her on her toes. I wouldn't want her getting notions, you know yourself.
Yeah, you're dead right. Keep that going. Yeah. Let me know how that works
out. Keep that going. It's working great so far. Getting loads.
We were talking about bad workplaces, and on Monday we got loads of calls about nightmare work experiences. What was the weirdest workplace atmosphere you ever worked in, apart from the murder mystery?
Yeah, okay. I think anybody that knows me well knows that I used to work in a chicken factory. And I think that's up there with odd experiences. I did this in the summer. The summer after I did the leave-in, before I went to college, I worked in a chicken factory.
And what did you have to do?
Well, it was all chicken related, as you might gather. I had to scrape the fat and bones off chicken breast, basically. I had to stand at a conveyor belt and scrape gunk off chicken breasts. Oh. They were all killed before they came to me, so I didn't. I just pretended that it was plant-based.
Okay. So, do you have to go to a certain place in your head to get through a day's work like that?
It was a little bit like, did you ever see years ago Prisoner Cell Block H?
Yeah.
That program that used to be on, it was a prison drama, an Australian prison drama. And it was on really late at night because it was quite violent in parts and it was just very grim. And the main prison officer in it was a very, dark, twisted one. And they called her Vinegar Tits. I don't know if you remember that. Vinegar Tits. Yeah. So that was, it was a lot like that.
Okay.
The chicken factory was. It was a bit like a prison setup because there was loads of people who'd been there for like life. You know, there was the lifers and then there was the ones who were just in for a speeding ticket sort of thing, in for a weekend kind of thing. But it had that kind of, there was groups. Groups would stick together. I made eye contact with a person once that I found out in hindsight I wasn't supposed to, because I kept getting bits of chicken fired at me then for a couple of weeks after that. And she was doing knife gestures. It was very scary, Jen.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. It's very scary.
Okay, so you kind of bullied as well. How long did you last in the chicken factory?
I lasted only a few weeks. We told them all, you had to say you were going full time to get the full wage. If you said you were part time, you only got half the wage or something. So we all had to go in and be like, working in a chicken factory is my dream. And this is where I see my life going. I'm definitely here. And they were like, are you going to stay now? You're not going to go off to college. God, no. I definitely want to stay in the chicken factory. But so we all convinced them in June that, we wanted to stay. But obviously all left in September. So I was only there for the summer. But it was, and I managed to maul myself as well. I stabbed myself with a knife at one stage. And it was kind of that place where I felt like, I don't think I should tell anybody. I don't know why I felt that. So I just sat in a room, bleeding out, basically.
Oh, imagine the compensation you could have got from that.
Sure. Listen, if I'd known then what I know now,
I know.
I'd be a millionaire.
It's a different thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was your job then. What are you up to now? Any gigs coming up you want to give a mention to?
We're all live entertainment is back.
Yeah.
So every Wednesday Comedy Cellar, we've great acts on every week and I MC that every week. So that's in the International Bar. And we're actually going to be doing a special Comedy Cellar at the Ivy Gardens, the Paddy Power Comedy Festival in the Ivy Gardens. So you can book tickets for that as well. So just, find me online, Jen, as the kids say.
At Sharon Mannion, I suspect then is how people find.
I think I'm very in an amazing marketing move. I'm different handles on every platform. People on their toes. So at Sharon Mannion 2 on Twitter. I think it's Sharon _ Mannion on Instagram. And after that, I've lost interest. So just Google me.
Google her or check them out in the International and the Ivy Gardens. They're going to be gigging there as well. Sharon, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on and being my friend. Anybody else want to be my friend? Anyone?
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.